Emmanuel Macron is playing the middleman, and he's got his work cut out for him. The French president worked to set up a meeting between President Trump and Iranian President Hassan Rouhani. At the close of the G7 summit on Monday, Macron sounded hopeful that it might happen. Trump also said he would be willing to meet Iran's president if the conditions were right. But it did not take long for Rouhani to say no, he would not meet with Trump unless the U.S. lifts sanctions on Iran first. So where does that leave France and other U.S. allies still in the Iran nuclear deal? Gérard Ahault is a veteran French diplomat. He served as France's ambassador to Israel, the UN, and most recently to the U.S. from 2014 until earlier this year. Ambassador, thanks for being here. Emmanuel Macron seems heavily invested in brokering this meeting between Trump and Rouhani. Why do you think that is?
You know, actually, President Macron has been on the phone for several weeks calling Rouhani and calling President Trump because we have this extreme tension in the Gulf, which means that any incident could lead to a military confrontation. But at the same time, Macron is convinced that Trump doesn't want war. So he has been really trying to mediate for some time. And whether he will succeed or not, nobody knows. But I think that it's worth taking the risk.
So what are the chances, do you think, Ambassador, that Trump lifts sanctions in order to sit down with Rouhani?
You know, we were on the French side. The idea was not lifting the sanctions, but in a sense, having a waiver or suspending them for 1 month, 2 months or 3 months. And that on the American side sounded really conceivable. Donald Trump was not saying no. So it would be a sort of de-escalation leading to a negotiation with the Iranians. The problem that you have on the Iranian side, in Iran, you have different circles of power. There is a deep mistrust towards Trump. I wouldn't bet everything I own on the success of President Macron. It's risky. But as I've said, considering the stakes, I think it's worth trying.
And you don't think John Bolton and Mike Pompeo in Trump's ear would keep some kind of waiver of those sanctions away for a month? Would that stop it?
The problem, I think you are emphasizing a genuine point. You have a president who doesn't want war and who is ready to negotiate with the devil if necessary, as he has shown with North Korea. But his entourage, and especially John Bolton, is much more on the regime change line. You know, with this administration, you have to be very careful because there is only one person who decides, and this person is Donald Trump. That's the reason why Macron is talking directly to Trump.
So let's imagine that the circumstances are right for a meeting between Trump and Rouhani. What is the best outcome, do you think, from a meeting like that? And what would be the worst outcome?
You know, the best outcome would be, first, a de-escalation of the tension in the Gulf. You know, you had these attacks against the tankers. You had the deployment of Western ships to protect the tankers. Again, there are radicals on both sides who are looking for actually creating an incident. So it will be already a first important step. And of course, this de-escalation leading to the opening of a negotiation between the Americans and the Iranians.
And what would be the worst outcome?
Again, the worst outcome is really a meeting, nothing happens, everybody is going back home, and again, an incident on the ground.
Gérard Ahault, veteran French diplomat and the former ambassador to the United States until earlier this year. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.